Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, looking at verses 9 through 13. And these verses relate to those in the Christian family. Verses 9 through 13 are a series of brief instructions on living like a Christian with others. And believe it or not, this is the scripture that our sorority reads, starting with verse 9. And I think we go through verse 14 and 15, but let's go ahead and look at this little introduction. This section shows one thing clearly. Paul knew the teachings of Jesus, especially the Sermon on the Mount. The key ingredient to interpersonal relationships is love. God's love. Agape love. The kind of love that is self-sacrificial. A love that cares for the well-being of others. All gifts that are exercised in the body should be expressed in this kind of love. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Well, actually, we're just going to read up verse 9, because once I started kind of looking at the verses and looking at the commentaries, I would go well past 5 minutes trying to cover this. So we're just going to look at verse 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Again, Romans chapter 12, verse 9, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, that was Romans chapter 12, verse 9, read from the New King James Version. Paul says, let love be without hypocrisy. And the introduction that I shared came from Life Application Study Bible. So we're going to love like God loves, like Jesus loves. The New Testament presents love as defining ethical standards for Christians. Paul assumes that his audience already shows love to one another. He calls for their love to be genuine and sincere. And that's from Faith Life Study Bible. So he's calling for that kind of love, that agape love, the kind of love that is self-sacrificial, a love that cares for the well-being of others. And I know sometimes our love is with hypocrisy. It isn't real love at all. But much of what masquerades as love in the Christian community is laced with hypocrisy and must be demonstrated against. We have to stand against it. We have to call it what it is. If it's hypocrisy, if it's not God's love, it's not real. And of course, you can tell the fake. Those who put on the airs of loving everyone. All of us have those facades where we really don't have that agape love at all. We just kind of tolerate. But Paul is saying, let our love be without hypocrisy. Love genuinely. And then he says, abhor what is evil. The word abhor means to hate, to turn from, to avoid. The word evil has reference to malice and unkindness rather than evil in general. The apostle is exhorting to love or kindness. And between the direction to love all people and the particular direction about brotherly love, he places his general directions to abhor, to hate what is evil. What is evil is in relation to the subject under discussion, and that's malice. Hate malice, hate unkindness. To hate what is wrong means turning towards what is good. And not just turning towards it, is clinging to it. The principle practiced, this principle is practiced when we are able to detest an evil act while practicing compassion toward the one who has done it. And how many situations has that arisen in our lives where we've hated an evil practice but have compassion toward the one who has done it? This principle is also important regarding the exercise of spiritual gifts. Believers must always be careful that the use of their gifts does not lead them to unloving or evil motives, attitudes, or actions. And I have to say, the church is so guilty of that. We have motives that are definitely unloving. We have attitudes that are downright hateful. We have actions that are questionable. And Paul is saying, abhor, hate what is evil. Turn away from it. Avoid it. If it's evil, don't accept it. But instead, cleave to what is good. The word rendered cleave denotes properly the act of gluing or uniting firmly by glue. And you think of, I think of the Gorilla Glue and all of these other glues that guarantee that not even water can separate it from whatever it's glued to. So that's the kind of glue we need. United firmly by glue. So we're cleaving to what is good. It is then used to denote a very firm adherence to an object, to be firmly united to it. Here it means that Christians should be firmly attached to what is good and not separate apart from it. And to be firmly attached means we don't fall for every whim of doctrine. And unfortunately, that's the society we're living in, where people just, whatever whim of doctrine comes around, that's what they're following. Not trying to cleave to what is good. They're not trying to abhor or avoid what is evil. And unfortunately, that is the world that we're living in. So we should, as Christians, we should be firmly attached to what is good and not separate or apart from it. And don't let things in the world separate us from anything that is good. The good here referred to is particularly what pertains to benevolence to all people, and especially to Christians. It should not be occasional only or irregular, but it should be constant, active, decided. In some ways, it is often easier for us to abhor what is evil or cling to what is good rather than doing both. So sometimes we will abhor what is evil, and sometimes we will cling to what is good, but we won't do both. And he says the godly person knows how to practice both. So let us be that example of that godly person. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the lesson that we are looking at right now, which relates to those in the Christian family, how we should relate to each other. And we should relate to each other with your kind of God, love, God. And we thank you. Thank you for that picture. Thank you for telling us that we do need to love without being fake, without hypocrisy. We need to abhor what is evil. We need to hate what is evil. We need to stick like glue to what is good. So God, help us to have that walk in our lives. Help us to lead that kind of Christian life, so that those who see us will know that that's the kind of love we have. Father, we're praying for those who need you in a special way. Praying for those who have their own special prayers, their only special prayer requests. Praying that we know that you do hear and you do listen. So we're praying for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for spending time in God's Word with me. Be blessed.